What do we have now? Simon,
Rashid Aleph.
Rashid Aleph, the last few, right?
You're starting at your base
Your base,
and
yeah.
you're finishing this semen and next semen.
All right.
Next semen is only five.
Yeah, okay, so Simon Rashid base, Sifud base. So also look Alea sorry, Kol Shloshim. An Aval is not allowed to cut his hair all 30 days. Doesn't make a difference if it's his head or his beard or any part of his body. Right? And if he's an oval for his parents, then he's not allowed to shave even after day 30 or take haircuts until somebody tells him that he needs a bashir ga'ara. Here's from Machloikas Apaiskim. That's a machloekas. So now you can say Lushain Magalch and Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. The meaning in these countries is they're not Magalech all 12 months and Loy Letzarech unless necessary. Kain Shehichbiru Lov Saaroi, where his hair gets heavy on him, meaning he really grows long. Oy Shehoylech Beino Umas, Umas Nava Beneim, or he's going amongst the nations and he's going to look disgusting with Saaroi, so with his hair. Oz Mutter Lagalchem, then it's Mutter to be Magalech.
He just said that you have to wait for someone to tell you the whole year, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
You should post that someplace. A lot of Rabbanim were, when I listened to you, a lot of Rabbanim were upset at me.
Why?
They said that it's not true. You should have to shalish him, shave.
That's a what? That's okay. All right. About shaving or haircut?
Both.
Some differentiate between shaving and haircut.
Which one were you telling me not to do? I didn't.
Some
You said
say
shave.
shaving is
You
a
said you told me shaving I could do not as often. Not as often. So if I shaved every day, then shave every other day. If I shave once a week, shave every other week. And haircuts, I have to wait until someone tells me.
Yeah. Some say that it's only the first haircut. Honestly, after Shloshim, everybody holds that you still can't take a haircut until somebody
No,
tells.
I'm talking about later on during the year.
Later on, dear, that's already machlokes.
But the
But
kid should have said to wait, right?
Kittel says you can't cut your hair at all, even if they tell you. He's saying even if they tell you, you can't cut your hair. Yeah. Okay. Ki ain't you gonna go to beferish, right? You don't need the garter to be beferish. If your hair grows, that you look different than your friends. People are going to say on him, "Oh, how mashun is this guy?" It's mutter lagaleach. As long as it's after 30, meaning so first 30 days you can't do anything. After 30 is going to be dependent on what they say. You're not allowed to cut your nails with a kli. But you can do it with your hands or with your teeth. Even during shiva, even if he's a mile, you can't fix your nails in order to peel back the skin by the bris. Unless you have no other mile there, and then he would be able to do it even during shiva if he's the only mile around. Meaning, and obviously he would be able to use. Be the mile during Shiva because that's more important. Let's say a woman has mikveh after Shiva during Shleishim. She should tell a guy to cut her nails. Be like a nachris, and if there's no guy, Yisraelis, then she should have a guy do it. This really goes for all people. They could really have. As long as it's different than normal, they can have somebody else cut their nails. You dalim, but the list of groish, but masrek, it's mutter to comb the hair. So the question within Yud Gimel is, let's say the woman always gets manicures from goyim. So then that's not really any different than the norm. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you do with that. Okay, mutter list of groish, but masrek, they are allowed to comb the hair, but filu toich shiva, even toich shiva. The meaning is that the oval changes its place the entire shloshim, and after his mother and his father, after 12 months. Shinu makam is that he at least distances himself at least 4 amos. And it also should be four amos further away from the Aron Kodesh than his place, not closer to the Aron Kodesh. But Simon Reish Yud Beis Dvarim Asur Mishum Simcha Gam La'achar Shiva. This is always the hardest. This is mamish the hardest for the Avelim. Right? Ubay Hei Seifet. Aleph. Also Lecha B'sudas Brismila Ay Pidgin HaBen V'siyim Masechta. It's also to eat a Sudas Brismila or a Pidgin HaBen or a Siyim Masechta. Kol Shekin B'sudas Nesuin, for sure, not at a wedding. Kol Shloishim Al Shar Kroivov. All 30 days for other relatives of Chol Yud Beis Chodesh Alav V'Imay, and for 12 months on for the mother and father. Vafilu B'shana Muberes, even a leap year saga of Yud Beis Chodesh, it's enough 12 months. B'soich Pesoy, but if the simcha happens in his house, im yesh sudas mitzvah mutar lo lechol. If it's a sudas mitzvah, he could eat there. Ach b'sudas, but meaning not in a regular party. Ach b'sudas nesuin, but by a marriage yesh l'hachmar afilu b'soich Pesoy. You should be machmer even in his house.
So you can't go to a wedding the whole year, it said?
Yes.
So you were fighting with Radinsky by my shiva. I should get up early to go to your daughter's wedding.
That was that night.
Right. But I wouldn't be able to go.
That's because I was saying mitzvah salayla kakula.
Correct. No, I remember that, but I'm saying even if it was during Shleshim, I couldn't
just
go.
Going to say Mazel Tov. By my wedding, you were working, so Mamela, that's
okay.
It says about going by eating at the Suda, by the Suda. Let's say, you know, there's no music. Let's say there's no music, the lights are out, whatever it is. They say that's awesome.
Right,
I go there and make a bracha under the chuppah and leave.
Right, so that's another big diyun. Can you go to the chuppah? So that's totally whether the chuppah is in the makam of the suda or if it's in a different makam. Yeah. Right. So im lo kishu masa yosam a yosayma shim lo yoichol sham yispata lamaisa. If it was not eaten there, if he doesn't eat there, then the maisa is batal. Osmuta. Meaning, if you have a case where it's a yosim and a yosaima, right? So if he doesn't eat, there was mavato the ma'isa. Oz mutter lo lecha lafilu ena bebeisa. If it's mutter to eat, even if he's not in his house. Meaning, a yosim and a yosaima, he needs to be there in order to make sure the whole thing takes place, etc., etc. Gam lilbush big de Shabbos lacha shloishim. He can also wear big de Shabbos vafilu al ava ve'ima, even on a mother and a father. Ulashar Kravim Gam Toy Shloshim, and for other Kravim, even Toy Shloshim. Bez, any Rishai Lahazman Acherim, Oily Zominim Acherim, is not allowed to invite others or to be invited with others. Like, meaning you can't have any sort of social life whatsoever. La Yishloch Monis Lacherim. You can't send presents to others. And people shouldn't send you presents to Hoshloishim. Same thing, all 12 months on a mother and father. And on Shabbos, it's Tali and Aminik. Gimel. Avil, who's Sandik on Mayel, Achoshloishim. An Avil, who's a Sandik or a Mayel after Shloishim, a Filum al Avil Imai. Even on the father and the mother, Yilbash Big De Shabbos Ad La'achar Amila. It's supposed to be Leivish Big De Shabbos until after Mila. V'yachal Lechol Gam B'Suda, and he's also able to eat at the Suda. But Dalit also Likonis Leveis Nesuin Kol Shloishim Al Shar Krovim. You're not allowed to go into a wedding all 30 days on other relatives. Yud Beis Chaydesh Alav V'Imay, in 12 months on the mother and the father. Hafilu Shmaya Es. Even just to hear the bracha. See, Rachman, this is different than what we were thinking before. Meaning, you're not allowed to go in there. But if it's by the chuppah that they do in the shul, and there they make the bracha of erisin and nesuin, then it's mutter to stand there and to hear the brachas after shloishim, even for a mother and a father. Not only that, but the oval can make the brachas. He could also be the shushvin. He could be like the best man, you know, the people that accompany the chosin on the Rechuvim. Yochel Lubosh Big the Shabbos, and he can wear Big the Shabbos, Lavachi, Elach, Shloshim, as long as it's after 30 days. Avala Yiknas Lechel al Suda, but you can't go into the Suda. Yesh Makilin Gam Lechel as a Suda, and there are Makilin also to even eat the Suda. Right now, meaning what's Pshat, he could eat the Suda, since he's really working, this is what I was saying before. To Naftali, like if meaning since he's working, he's the one accompanying the chassan. That's a job. So since that's his job, so then he can go in and eat the suda. Not most, I think, disagree with this shita. They say you can go in, but you shouldn't eat the suda in the main ballroom. You should eat the suda in the side room. Right? Hey, mutar la oval la leches la mishta la shamish. An oval is allowed to go to a party to be mishamish, to work there, and that's what we just said, right? And he can go, and but he can he could take the food to his house and eat, right? He can't eat there. I mean, it must be the kitzur is differentiated between what he just said in the previous paragraph and this paragraph, meaning if he's there to as a shoshvin, so maybe there's more of a heter to eat in the chasana because your mom is part of the chasana. But if you're not mamish part of it, you're just working, you're a photographer, whatever it is, then you have to take the food and you're allowed to go in there. You're allowed to go in there and take the food, but you shouldn't eat the food. Shouldn't eat the food in the
So when you see a guy walking out with a big plate of food, you can just assume he's an oval.
Yeah.
Oval. That's why you're down the left side on him, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll stop over there, right? All right.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah.
I should have a fine.
I've joined at the end.
I'm getting a